Friends, we will start now our discussion on venture capital, which is one of the important source for the finance by any companies, maybe it is short term or long term. So let us start our discussion on the venture capital. First, we have to understand what the venture capital is, then we have to understand also the features of the venture capital investment, then methods which is followed by the venture capital for financing, then categories of various types of the venture capitals in India, then venture capital guidelines also from India perspective we have to look into, then venture capital India scenario, how exactly they are functioning, including the venture capital funding process as well as the advantages and disadvantages of the venture capital, taking into consideration its fees, interest structure and taxation law which is controlling the income to be earned by the venture capitals. So the venture capital is an important source of the finance for those small and medium sized firms which have very few avenues which is left for raising the funds. Venture capitalists comprises of professionals of various walks of life and they provide the funds which is known as the venture capital funds to these firms after scrutinizing the project. The main aim to earn the huge return on their investment, but their concepts are totally different from the traditional money lenders. That is the difference, traditional money lenders and the venture capital funding. They know very well that if they are suffering the losses in some projects, the others will compensate the same due to the high returns. They take the active participation and management of the company as well as provide the expertise and the qualities of the good banker, technologist, planner and managers. Thus, the venture capitalist and the entrepreneur are literally act as partners. What is venture capital? It's a private institutional investment made into an early stage startup companies, which is a new venture. As defined, the ventures involves the risk which is having uncertain outcome in the expectation of the sizable gains. Venture capital is a money invested in the business that are small or exist only as an initiative but having the huge potentials to grow. The people who invest in this money are called as venture capitalists. The venture capital's investment is made when the venture capitalist buys the shares of such a company and becomes the financial partner in the business. Venture capital investment is also referred as risk capital or the patient risk capital, as it includes the risk of losing the money if the venture does not succeed and takes the medium to long term period for investment to fructify. Venture capital typically comes from institutional investors and also from the high net worth individuals, and it's pooled together by dedicated investment firm. Venture capital is most suitable option for funding the costly capital source for the companies and most business which are having the large upfront capital requirement, which is no other than the cheap alternate funds or cheap alternative requirement. Software and other intellectual property are generally the most common cases whose value is unproven. That is why venture capital funding is mostly widespread in the fast growing technology and biotechnology fields. What consists of the venture capital is? venture capital can finance for the private investment, good returns, equity investment, growth of the fund, startup, then business, then money, then which is raised as a capital. According to the capital, the risk is also taken into consideration, and the firms and the fund. So this is how exactly the structure of the venture capital is. Considering that structure, if you look at the features of the venture capitals, you will find that the investment in venture capital is high risk, its lack of liquidity, long term horizon is there, then equity participation and capital gain, then venture capital investments are made in innovative projects, then supplies of the venture capital participates in the management of the company. Methods of venture capital financing consist of equity, participating in debentures, and the conditional loan. The venture capital recognizes different stages of financing, and those stages are the early stage financing, which consists of being a first stage of financing when the firm is undertaking the production and needs an additional funds for the selling of its products. It is the first stage of financing. It also involves the seed or initial finance for supporting the concept or the idea of an entrepreneur. The capital is provided for the product development, research and development, as well as the initial marketing expenses requirement. Expansion financing, that also can be done by the venture capital. This is second stage of financing for working capital and expansion of the business, whereas it involves the development of financing so as to facilitate the public issue. Acquisition and buyout of the finance, this is a latter stage of which involves the acquisition of financing in order to acquire another firm for further growth, management buyout financing so as to enable the operating groups or investors for acquiring an existing product line or business, and turnaround financing is in order to revitalize and revive the sick industrial units or sick entrepreneurs. Categories of venture capital funds in India. What are the types of venture capitals are functioning in India? In India, the venture capital funds can be categorized into the following groups, consist of those who are promoted by the central government and controlled by the development financial institutions, which consist of ICICI Venture, IFCI Venture, IDBI Venture, SDBI Ventures, and those promoted by the state government are also controlled by the development financial institutions. For example, Gujarat Venture Capital Financing, Kerala Venture Capital Funds Private Limited, Punjab Infotech Venture Funds, and Hyderabad Information Technology Venture Capital Enterprises Limited. These are some of the prominent the venture capital funds, depending upon their control measures which are taken by the central as well as state government. In addition to that, those venture capital funds which are promoted by the public sector banks or public banks, which consist of the CanBank Venture Capital, SBI Capital Market, and those promoted by private sector companies, for example, IL&FS Trust Company Limited, then Infinity Venture Capital Funds, and finally, those who are established as an overseas venture capital funds, for example, Walden International Investment Group, then Safe India Investment Growth Fund and BTS India Private Equity Funds Limited. These are some of the different category, different types of venture capital funds according to their ownership structure are functioning into the country. Venture capital guidelines, it is better to understand first, because there are several guidelines which are issued by the controllers or regulators. It may consist of the SEBI as well as the Reserve Bank of India. All the venture capital funds are governed by the Securities and Exchange of Board, that is SEBI. All. SEBI is the nodal agency for registration and regulation of both domestic and overseas venture capital funds. Accordingly, it has made the following regulations, namely the Securities and Exchange Board of India Venture Capital Funds Regulation 1996 and Securities and Exchange Board of India Foreign Venture Capital Investors Regulation 2000. These regulations provide the broad guidelines and the procedures for establishment of the venture capital funds into the country, and outside it, their management structure, setup, as well as the size and investment criteria of the fund is also defined in very systematically in the regulations issued by SEBI. Recently also, SEBI has defined the angel investors and person who proposes to invest in an angel funds and who has net tangible assets of at least 2 crores of rupees as an individual capacity, including the value of this principal residence, and who has early stage investment experience or has an experience as a serial entrepreneur or is a senior management professional with at least 10 years of experience. And early stage investment experience means the prior experience of investing in a startup or an emerging early stage ventures. Serial entrepreneur means the person who has promoted or co-promoted more than one startup venture. The definition of investors who can invest in certain type of higher risk investment, including seed money, hedge funds, as well as private placements and angel investment network, is different in each country. As far as India is concerned, the SEBI guidelines are strictly required to be followed by the venture capital funds while investing. The term generally includes the wealthy individuals known as accredited investors. That is, these are the wealthy investors. Venture capitalists are the long-term investor who take very active role in their portfolio companies. Similarly, the venture capitalists, they are required to invest for 5 to 8 years on an average, and the initial investment is just the beginning of the productive relationship between the venture capitalist and the entrepreneurs. Venture capitalists bring value, providing the capital and the management expertise also along with them, and venture capitalists often are invaluable in building the strong management team, managing the rapid growth of the entrepreneur, and facilitating the strategic partnership with the company in whom they are investing with. Now, what is the scenario as far as India is concerned and the venture capital is? The nature of venture capital, such as they offers an opportunity for the wealth creation by investing the entrepreneurs driven by the high growth of aspiration. In Indian scenario, it offers some of the good opportunities, such as an attractive high level growth opportunity, then strong entrepreneurial spirit taking root into the young India, unique business ideas offered by the Indian startups that fulfills the unmet need of the target segments, vibrant environment for sharing the gains with co-founder or equity participation, and the strategy exists with appropriate returns. Significant value creation by the first generation entrepreneur is in recent years is energizing early stage of opportunities due to investment by the venture capitals. Limited availability of the early stage funding in India is helped by the venture capitals. Venture capital funding process includes 6 stages, which consist of fundraising, source capital from the banks, corporation and the funds. Second is the evaluation, it evaluates the venture opportunities. Third one is an investment, and the investment capital funds into entrepreneurs or enterprises. Then governing is the govern the business to the profitable growth, and next is an exit with after generation of the liquidation through IPO, that is initial public offer, and finally the distribution return to the investors. This is how the process of venture capital fund investment works, funding process works. The venture capital funding procedure gets completed in, as I rightly said, it is under 6 stages, but 4 stages are very prominent. 4 stages are very prominent, which need to be discussed here. Number 1 is a seed money. Seed money is a low level financing for providing the fructifying of new idea. Then startup is a new firms needing the funds to the expenses related with the marketing and the product development, as well as the first round, which consists of manufacturing and early sale of funding. Second round consists of operational capital given by early stage, which is given by the companies which are selling the product but not returning the profit. Third round is also known as the mezzanine financing, and this is the money for expanding the newly beneficial company. Fourth round, also called as bridge financing, and the fourth round is proposed for financing and going to the public process. Step 1 consists of idea generation and submission of the business plan. The initial step of approaching to the venture capital is to submit a business plan. The plan should include the executive summary of the business proposal, then description of the opportunity, then the market potential and its size, then review on existing expected competitive scenario, then detailed financial projections also need to be provided, then management of the company has to be disclosed and documented, and there is a detailed analysis done by the submitted plan by the venture capital to decide whether to take up the project or not. That is, this is the process how it is to be followed in this step 1 itself. Step 2 is introductory meeting should happen with the company who is interested in investment. Once the preliminary study is done by the venture capital and they find that the project as per their preferences, there is a 1-to-1 meeting that is called by discussing the project in detail. After the meeting, the venture capital finally decides whether or not to move forward to the due diligence stage of the process. Step 3, again it will be a due diligence process, and the due diligence process is nothing but it varies depending upon the nature of business proposal. This process involves the solving the queries which are relating to the customer references, product, business strategy evaluation, management interviews and other such exchanges of information during the time of the period during the discussion. This is the third stage. Fourth stage or fourth step consists of term sheet and funding. When all the three stages are passed, then the term sheet and the funding stage comes, which consists of, if the due diligence phase is satisfactory and venture capital offers a term sheet which is non-binding document explaining the basic terms and the conditions of investment agreement, then in that case, the term sheet is generally accepted, which is negotiable, and it must be agreed upon by all the parties, after which completion of the legal documents and the legal due diligence funds are made available to the investment to the company. Considering the process, avenues, type of investment, we have come to the stage to understand what are the advantages and disadvantages of venture capital. First, we will look into what are the advantages of the venture capital financing. Venture capital brings wealth and expertise to the company. Large sum of equity finance can be provided. The business does not stand an obligations to the repay the money. In addition to the capital, it provides the valuable information, resources, technical assistance to make the business successful. And disadvantages consist of investors become a part of owner, and the autonomy and the control of the founder is lost, as well as it is a lengthy and the complex process also because of various stages involved for the investment, and it is uncertain from the financing benefit from such a financing can be realized into long run only. Exit route is also very important, and that is final stage, and that comes only when the company is venturing for IPO, that is initial public offer. There are various exit options by the venture capital to cash out their investment. When the investee company, that is in which the venture capital has invested, when it goes to the IPO, then venture capital pulls back its investment already taken. Then promoters can buy back the equities, and mergers and acquisition can happen, and the sale to another strategic investor is also another process which is adopted as an exit route. Fees and interests in venture capital funding. What are the types of fees they are charging? What is interest rate they are charging? Management fee, prominent fees are management fee. Annual payment is made by the investor and in the venture capital funds to the fund managers who is carrying out the operations. Normally, this typical fund generally partners receive an annual management fee up to 2% of their commitment capital. Then carried interest, this is a share of the profit of the fund. Typically, it consists of 20%, which is paid to the venture capital fund management company as performance incentive. The remaining 80% of the profit are paid to the investors, and the strong limited partners in top tier venture firms have commanded and carried interest up to 25% to 30% of the profit in recent past. Venture capital taxation laws. In the year December 2013, Indian tax laws allow a pass through a benefit so that the income is only taxed in the hands of the investor and not taxed at the venture capital fund level. So, investor is getting taxed. How much interest, how much tax they have to pay? The main tax implication for the beneficiaries for the fund are exit gain on sale or buyback of the securities, the gains which is arising out from the sales of the shares which are held in as a portfolio companies and may be treated either as a capital gain or as a business income for Indian tax purposes. In case of the capital gains, the short-term capital gain if are generally taxed at the marginal rate of the tax, that is from 30.90%, that is individual who is a resident in India, and long-term capital gain, there will be no tax to the resident and non-resident in case of the shares which are listed in India, and the sale is subject to the securities and transaction tax, that is STT, or that in case of the sale of unlisted equity shares under the offer sale, offer for the sale and public included in the initial public offer, that is IPO, and the sale is not subject to STT, that is Securities Transaction Tax. For unlisted shares, for resident in India, after considering the indexation, if the beneficiary is a domestic company, the rate of tax is 21.63%, and if the beneficiary is another assessee, then in that case it is 20.60%. For the resident in India without indexation benefits or sale, not subject to STT, off-market transaction if it happens, then if the beneficiary is domestic, 10.82% is the tax required to be paid on the gain, as well as for if the beneficiary is other than assessee, the tax requirement is 10.30%. For non-resident, 10.51% for the beneficiary, if the beneficiary is a foreign company, and if it is an individual assessee, then in that case 10.30% is the tax which is levied for the short-term gains under venture capital investment for unlisted shares as far as the tax regime is concerned. With this, we completed our chapter of venture capital. Thank you very much.